Today is July 11th. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day 10 of our agenda. Congressman Keene, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you just lay your healing hand on anyone out there who has a heavy heart or any mourners. We ask that you guide us in the days and weeks to come to just give us wisdom to help make the best decisions for the Osage people. And just watch over us and protect us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
If everyone can keep Assistant Chief Walker's daughter in your thoughts and prayers for a speedy recovery. She's got knee surgery this morning, so he's notified that he wouldn't be here today. Thank you. We are now on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the journal of July 6, 2023 is presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and the journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committee. Congressman King.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding ONCA 23-66. It's an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,627,503 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. The committee also heard ONCA 23-68. It's an act to provide an appropriation of non-tribal funds to the executive branch in the amount of $273,934 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. The committee also considered ONCA 23-69, an act to amend ONCA 21-73 to provide an appropriation modification to the executive branch in non-tribal funds, reducing the overall appropriation by the amount of $49,153 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard, with final committee action as due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Moving on, the committee heard bill number ONCA 23-70, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize an appropriation modification and a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount by $99,807 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Moving on, the committee heard ONCA 23-71, an act to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $140,236 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Lastly, the committee heard ONCA 23-72. It's an act to amend ONCA 22-116 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $2,413,525 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Thank you, Speaker.
We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2366, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,627,503 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? The question is, shall ONCA 2366 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2368 to provide an appropriation of non-tribal funds to the executive branch in the amount of $273,934 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Revard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2368 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2369. To amend ONCA 2173 to provide an appropriation modification to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall appropriation by the amount of $49,153, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? The question is, shall ONCA 2369 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
And Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2370, to amend ONCA 2195 to authorize an appropriation modification and a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount by $99,807, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2370 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2371, to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $140,236 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2371 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2372, to amend ONCA 22-116, to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $2,413,525 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2372 pass?
Congressman Potts? Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices, and we have an executive veto message dated July 10th, 2023 to the Honorable Alice Goodfox, Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress and members of the 8th Osage Nation Congress. Pursuant to the provisions of Section 11 of Article 7 and Section 14 of Article 6 of the Osage Nation Constitution, I hereby transmit my objections to ONCA 2373 entitled, An Act to Amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007 to prohibit a statement to retain all additional net revenue by the gaming enterprise in the annual plan, to amend the definition of net revenue and add a definition of operating expenses, to require the true-up to allow the gaming enterprise to fund surveillance, to amend board meeting requirements to remove the congressional review section and to establish an alternate effective date. I am vetoing ONCA 2373 for the reasons I vetoed ONCA 22-113. See veto message and attachments for ONCA 22-113. Because it puts the credit of the nation and its entities at risk and likely causes an event of default under the Osage Casino's loan agreement with its lenders, which would obligate the nation to assume an immediately due, although previously non-existent, liability. Officials of the Osage Nation have a fiduciary duty to the nation and its people. Included in that responsibility is the obligation to preserve and protect the credit and other assets of the nation, including the fiduciary duty to avoid unnecessary and unlawfully incurring liabilities on behalf of the nation. This bill was filed the week of our Ilanshka dance, heard in committee over the July 4th holiday, and quickly passed without a discussion with the casino's lenders, without the advice of a financial advisor, without input from the casino's senior management administering the loan, and without an opinion from qualified transactional counsel, all of which Congress fiduciary duty requires. By enacting this bill, those members of the Congress voting for the bill violated those fiduciary duties and now violate their promise in ONCR 21-10, in which Congress previously approved the execution of the loan documents, including the non-impairment agreement, in which the nation promised to not alter the nation's laws to negatively impact the lender's position. See NIA sections 2.1D, 2.1G, and 2.2. The long-term impact of the bill will reputationally harm the nation and the casino's ability to borrow from the banks at competitive rates, thereby negatively impacting our nation and its enterprises' ability to meet future needs and goals. Should the Congress decide to override this veto, I respectfully request all Congress members consider amending the language of the bill. Members of the enterprise have spoken with representatives of the bank who believe it is possible, with slight modifications of the bill language, to not violate the current agreements and still attain the goal of delivering a larger true-up for the Osage Nation in the future. I specifically request the attorney for the Congress work with the attorneys for the Osage casinos and the bank to amend the language of the bill, so the enterprise is not put in potential default of the loan, while at the same time the Congress achieves their goals from enacting this this bill. Accordingly, I am vetoing the bill to protect the nation and the Osage casinos and their credit worthiness. Sincerely, Jeffrey M. Standing Bear, Principal Chief.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I move to override the Principal Chief's veto of ONCA 23-73.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. There is debate. You can debate from your seat. You cannot split your time. You only get 5 minutes, and it requires 9 yes votes. There is a motion and a second. to override the veto for ONCA 2373. Discussion. Hearing that, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. As I was a no vote, I'll also be a no to override the veto. And I agree with the executive veto message in that it puts the credit of the nation and its entities at risk and likely causes an event of default under the casino, Osage Casino's loan agreement with the lenders. By enacting this bill, those members of Congress voting for the bill violated the fiduciary duties and now violate their promise in ONCR 2110. We are being told that we are violating that non-impairment agreement that this body approved. I believe this will, we're being told it will. I know it will. This will create an event of default on our loan with the Bank of Oklahoma by documents that this body agreed to. We stand here all the time and we talk about the federal government upholding their end of agreements. We talk about treaty rights. We talk about treaty obligations. Yet today, we stand here and we are going to violate what we passed in a resolution in ONCR 2110 less than 2 years ago. The bank wrote to us and said, a borrower or parent or sponsor that knowingly violates a covenant in a loan document that was entered into with good faith creates a much more challenging situation. They're not going to come after our bank accounts. They're not going to seize the assets. Because we're right. Cash is king. We've got plenty of it. But it's about the good faith and credit. It's about what we agreed to in ONCR 2110. They acknowledge that while there are currently minimal debt outstanding, the approval of this new law would negatively impact the availability of the existing credit line as an event of default, not potential, not likely, as an event of default would prohibit advances on the line until it is remedied. And it would negatively impact, this is the key part, negatively impact access to capital markets for future loans. And it would impact our loan pricing and structure in the future. You're going to survive an event of default. There's no question of it. It's whether or not in this chair, I'm willing to cast a vote to mess with the full faith and credit of the Osage Nation. I can't go there today. I wish we had been able to break this bill out. I wish we could move forward with a resolution that says you've got 60 days to renegotiate these, but we don't. What we've got is a bill that is all-inclusive and moves forward and that will put us in an event of default. It's right in front of us. We can see it. Cited, quoted, chapter and verse. And this isn't Bank of Oklahoma telling us this. These are documents that this body agreed to. I can't move forward with an override today. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other member? Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. There's not one statement in this bank letter that says, if you do X, we will do Y. They speak in general platitudes, vague assumptions. And one thing that really caught my eye, they said, I don't want to speak too much on it, but we're in good financial shape. We make a lot of money. Banks like making money too. They're not going to walk away from a really strong person who makes a lot of money or an entity. That's just not going to happen. They're in the money game. Like I said again, there's nothing in this letter that's definitive. I read contracts like this for a living too. There's nothing in this letter that says if we do X, they're going to do this. Like I said again, it's veiled assumptions and a lot of platitudes. And this doesn't even change the revenue amount going to them. What this does is puts the onus back on our gaming board to do more work. That's all it does. The only risk of default would be if our casino suddenly stopped making money. Because you know who can't get loans from banks is people who don't make a lot of money because the bank will never get paid back. If you're in a strong financial position, a bank with sane leadership's not going to say, oh, so you changed the tribal law, we're just going to walk away. We're going to walk away from millions of dollars? I mean, come on. Does anyone really think that's realistic? Does anyone really think that's going to happen? I don't. So I just want to make that, put that on the record. And once again, we are in a really strong financial situation. And like I said, there's nothing in that letter, we can't speak too much about it, that it's contrary to what Congressman Potts just said. They never say if we do this, they're going to do that. They never say that. So I just want to make that clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Congresswoman Rivard.
I'll yield to Congresswoman.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. So we have to, we've all probably thought about this debate, this vote, you know, through a very busy weekend, and about all the things that we know and that we don't know. I agree with Congressman Keene, and I am not buying in to the fear. Stop trying to scare our people. We are smart, we're strong financially, and we're strong-minded. Stop trying to scare our people. This letter is confidential. It never said, I agree 100% with Congressman Keene. And stop trying to make our people believe we don't have our sovereign right to say this has to change. We just watched a film Saturday that showed what banks and people like these people who sent this letter tried to do to us and did to us, and still we're sitting here again today. Stop scaring our people. I support this. The biggest piece that is given the most heartburn is not going to happen today after this veto. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen until 120 days after the end of the fiscal year, which gives us time to renegotiate the situation that folks have been talking about that we can't do. I don't believe in a world where we can't. This is not Americant. It's American. Thank you.
Any other member? Congresswoman Stabler.
These changes that we're putting into these amendments is about accountability and better management. It will give us the financial view that we need, and it will give us the detailed accountability of funds that are simply slipping through. That's all. And it will increase what we can do on our side, but we're not trying to take away from the casinos. Casinos will still be in control of what they put in their annual plan and what they project to us, but we'll also have a say in that now, which is what we've needed. So I'm definitely for overriding this veto.
member. Congresswoman Rebar.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Just to, sounds like in closing, the amendments in ONCA 23-73 do not change the revenue of the gaming enterprise. It simply says the gaming enterprise can no longer say, if we earn $50 million over projected revenue, we get to keep all of it without distributing any of it to the nation. They will now have to put their net revenue retention request in the annual plan specific to the expense. That's it. This is why the principal chief and the Bank of Oklahoma are using terms like may, likely, and potentially. I do agree that with Kahika's statement and his veto message that I don't think there's anyone here on Congress that doesn't want to discuss this further with the Gaming Enterprise Board. I think this document, the annual plan, is something that can and should be looked upon monthly by the Gaming Enterprise Board. I think it just holds everybody more accountable, including Congress members. You know, I go back to the reason for gaming, and it's that those dollars were returned to our government. And they're not to be managed by a bank. They're to be managed by this body. We're the ones that are in charge with the duty and responsibility to write laws and to appropriate money. And we can do that working alongside with our Gaming Enterprise Board. And so in that spirit of working together, I don't mind working with them and listening to what they have to say, but I will be voting yes to override this veto. So thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Any other member? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I was a no vote on the legislation, and I'll be a no on the override. Anytime puts the credit of the nation at risk and its entities is a huge concern to me. Just the mention of the word default with our lenders, harming our reputation in the banking world. These banks are syndicated. We borrow money not only from the BOK, but upstream banks as well. They get wind of this, and they're starting to hear some of these things in the language that we're going back on our word that we did 2 years ago, agreeing and accepting the covenants. And now we're changing. I just don't want to jeopardize a $90 million line of credit that we have, and that's to me what this does. Our Gaming Enterprise Board, Jeff Hager, is against this. Bruce Pollack is against this. Claudette Cornett is against this. The CEO of our gaming, Kim Pearson, is against this. CFO Tim Stanky is against this. The chief is against this. The assistant chief is against this. The vice president of lending at BOK is against this. I'm also against this. I think we can work together in cooperation to deliver a piece of legislation that satisfies all. And I hope that's what will happen with a no vote today. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any other member? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I was a no vote on this legislation, and I gave my reasons that day. I still have the same basic reasons. But I also stated that day, I am for reforming the way we operate our gaming operations. And I think we're making a good start in going that direction. But we also have an obligation to uphold all the agreements and contracts that this nation signs with any kind of entity. The reason why we're in such a good standing as the Osage Nation is because we fulfill our obligations. All through our history, from back in the days of the Louisiana Purchase, coming forward, the Osage people, we are one of the major tribes in the United States, one of the most well-known, one of the most famous tribes, in my opinion. We have a reputation up in Washington, D.C., that we do what we say. We've had many agreements with the U.S. government all through the years, all the treaties. Everything we've signed, we stood by until we fulfilled those agreements. And that's all we have to do now. We can make these changes, but let's fulfill of the agreements first. It won't take long. We're just about completed with our casino expansion in Bartlesville and here in Pawhuska. Let's complete those projects like our agreements stand for right now. And then let's complete our obligations to the Bank of Oklahoma and all the other banks. It's not just one bank. When you take out a loan that big, like the beginning, that $150 million loan for the ranch and the North Tulsa expansion, there's like four banks in on this. It's not just one. I happen to be over at the Mayo Hotel along with Congresswoman Whitehorn when I had all those bankers there. There was like five or six major banks there that day up in one of those meeting rooms. I got to hear what they said. I learned a lot that day of how this works, of loans this huge, this important. It's not just a small little signature loan. This is a major, major business transaction. So all I'm simply saying, let's finish our obligations, and then let's all work together, the entire Congress and all of our whole team, our gaming people, executive. And let's make a really good change in our gaming operations that will stand for the future. I'm for reform, but let's just do it in a good way where we do fulfill our obligations with all the people involved and keep our good name for the Osage Nation and keep in good standing. And again, I'll say it once, I'll say it again. We make the laws, but we also have to stand by the law. Somebody around here has to go by the law. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This has been a very, very tough time for myself, my family. I've listened to everything very carefully, and I've weighed things very carefully. I even spoke to three different attorneys about this, and they assure me that by us passing this, this does nothing to the current loan situation that we're in right now. We're in a very good situation. We owe $7 million. We could pay that off tomorrow and get out from underneath these covenants. That's all we're asking, is to come to the table and work on the covenants. So I was a yes vote in the beginning. I contemplated it very hard and almost reached a no vote. But after speaking to the last two attorneys, I'm going to stick with my yes vote. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
I'll be voting yes for the override. And I wanted to reiterate why we're even here today, and it's because the casino's been sandbagging our Osage people's money. We know that they've been putting money back for other things, and it's just been sitting there. When that money can be used for distribution to our Osage people. So after reading the letter a few times last night and seeing the words that everyone's brought up, that it may or has the potential, that wasn't good enough for me. So I kept in mind that I just put it back to a simple saying that I kept for me for a long time, is that I'm gonna vote Osage. I'm gonna keep it with our people. So I'll be voting for the override.
Thank you. Any other member? Seeing none, the question is, shall the Osage Congress override the veto for ONCA 2373?
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rayvard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes, it passes. And ONCA 2373 is now law. We are still in motions and notices.
Madam Speaker, the Congressional Affairs Committee will meet IFS. It is 10:40 right now. Let's take a few minutes break and begin at 10:55.
Thank you. We are now at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn session.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to adjourn the session. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and the session is adjourned. Thank you.
You too. Yeah, we did earlier.